literally got nipple. That's it. I've got no tit.
I was a late bloomer.
Yeah. No, I wasn't even a late bloomer. I literally have no tits.
Buongiorno.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome to our podcast. F it. So, yeah, it's F it.
F it.
F it about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a safe place for you to come and just talk about whatever the hell you want. But the E and the F stands for Elma and Fran.
And it was a play with words.
Yeah.
And a girl called Ali. Are we allowed to name her by name? Yeah, it was Ali.
One of our listeners.
One of our listeners. One of our listeners said, why don't you say F it? And we were like, that's actually a really good name.
Yeah.
And we kept it.
So basically we didn't do this ourselves. No. We're not very imaginative. But here we are.
Here we are. I actually think that's a banging name. If I do say so myself.
It's cute.
Yeah, it is cute.
Elma, how did we meet, babe?
I actually can't remember. Like, I can't remember, like, to dot what we did when we, you know, like, yeah, I just,
We literally had photos together the first time we initially met. And I was like, these were like our wedding pictures, don't
they
you remember?
Were, they were like wedding pictures. Yeah. Oh, did I wear a hat because you wore a hat? No, I wore a headband because you wore a headband.
Yeah, you had a headband on, yeah. Always been repping. You had a hat. 18. I had a hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cute.
That was a really funny night. That's the night that I met Ed.
Was it?
Yeah.
I wasn't even with Ed at this point.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't with Ed. But Ed came and picked us up. Do you remember?
Oh my God,
we was
did.
In a hotel. Yeah. And then he was like, I'll come get you if you want. We're like, yeah. And then I tried to steal his, what hat was it? Was it Stone Island hat in the back?
No, it was a Gucci hat.
Was it a Gucci hat? Yeah, I was going to try to steal that. He was like, you can have it if you want. I was like, yeah, I will. And then I was like, I'm not going to take that. It's so rude.
And then we went back to his house and we was like skidding along the floor.
Yeah,
in socks.
I saw all the videos. Oh, that was the very first time we met.
Yeah.
Aw.
But obviously it was Love Island.
That was Love Island.
Our thing. Mm-hmm. But we wasn't on there at the same time.
No, we were at the back end of, well, I was at the front end. You was at the back end of the same series.
Yeah.
So That's how it was. Yeah, that's how it was. How many days were you in there for?
I was there for, I think I was in over a week.
Okay, I think I was just a week.
I didn't love it that much. I mean, it was a good experience in some sense, but a bad one in other ones. I just spent the whole time sunbathing because I went on the turn.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
About what?
Because they made me choose someone I felt like I didn't really want to choose. In the beginning, I feel out of order saying this.
Everyone's gonna be watching back.
Not that I didn't want to choose you, like I initially went in there kind of for that person.
Right.
Anyway, so I went in there right. for initially someone.
Right.
Then I started talking to somebody quite last minute, but it felt when I said that I wanted to choose that person, they were like, no. And kind of made me
choose who you didn't want to choose.
Yeah, so then I made a girl cry.
Did you make her cry? I had to ask her to go.
And she was like, no, no, it's not you. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I've never made a girl cry in my whole 22 years of my life. God, that I was young then.
Yeah, you was a baby.
But I felt really rude. Like, I've never done that before. And I felt like they had kind of put me in a position to make someone feel like that. So then I just went bang on the turn, just sunbathed every day. And every time they were like, don't you like this person? Go and chat with that one. I was like, nah, I'm all right. No. She got really brown.
Yeah, I did mine out of spite, so I feel like I wasn't going in there to meet anyone anyway.
Yeah.
I was with someone for a long time. He didn't want me.
Babes.
I know, I was finding myself. Love Island approached me while I was crying in a bar. It's very dramatic. I was actually sick in
it's
my
like
boot
the start
that
of
night.
A great film.
I know, no.
Sorry, wait, rewind?
I was sick in my boot that night. That's how I was just like so lost with the word. I was sick. I was paralytic. I was walking. I actually had to throw them boots away, obviously, because I was sick in my boot and I had to put my foot back in my boot to get the train back home. It was awful. No, the whole thing was so, it was actually really traumatic.
Wait, you was like sludging around?
Yeah,
sick
in my sick,
in
yeah,
boot.
Yeah, and I thought that was just acceptable.
That's a real low in your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I know I actually was.
Dumped with sick in your boot. Was you dumped?
No, I was dumped before. Oh. I was dumped before, flew back home from wherever I was travelling. And then, yeah, so that was just one for the books. And then the caster was there and she was like, you need to give me your Instagram. I didn't have Instagram at the time, I only had my Lash account. And she was like, you need to give me your Instagram. So then, yeah, so I feel like I went in. I said no. I did the process, said no. And then, I don't know if I should be talking about my ex, but.
Yeah.
found out that he was sleeping with somebody else and I was like, no, you cannot. So I rang him. No, I messaged him at 2 o'clock in the morning, are you up? And then they messaged me back and was like, were you drunk last night? I was like, it's a Tuesday. Why would I be drinking. They're like, exactly, Elma. What did you want? I was like, how quickly can you fly me out? They said, how quickly can you fly out? Oh, flew out the same day.
Revenge.
Yeah, it was massive.
Oh, I love that.
So then when I got in there, I was like, no, actually, I don't want to do this. Yeah. I backtrack. And then, yeah, so I wasn't myself in there. I feel like just very impulsive. Very
I know
me.
What you mean.
Yeah.
Like when, because I actually had broke up with someone fairly recently before going in there, or like being approached, basically. The show was already on. And I kind of had that feeling. When you get in there, everyone makes you feel a bit sick. And
yeah,
I mean, people handle things differently. Some people say, oh, to get over someone, you get under them. That is not my motto.
No,
at
I hate
like,
it.
No one touch me. No one come near me. I hate you all.
I actually said, they were like, right, the next challenge is probably going to be a kissing one. I was like, I'm not kissing anyone because I don't want cold sores. They were like, I mean, it's really excessive. They're like, everyone does like a medical check when you get in here. Yeah. I was like, I'm not doing it. I was like, I refuse. And they're like, right, well. And then I left just before that challenge anyway.
No,
so.
I don't know how people just kiss people after knowing them for 0.5 minutes.
It's a lot.
I had to do a sexy dance one.
Oh, no, I'm God, so glad no. I wasn't. I'm not a really sexy person.
I don't do sexy dancing. No, I don't do sexy dancing.
I'm trying. We need to get the clip
I'm
back up.
And I just was like, I'm in the Jordan. I went, you're right.
I want to get the clip back up of you doing that. That would be so funny.
No,
yeah, I think we should.
Don't Google it.
I think we should. So yeah, that was Love Island for both of us, really.
Bit traumatic.
It was quite traumatic. Really traumatic. So glad we didn't go back.
But listen, we would never have met one another if
this
we hadn't
true.
Done that.
This is true. I mean, I would have just come into Bonnie and Clyde and just handed you until you become
That's
my friend,
true.
Really. But
That's yeah. what most people used to do to me.
I know. Well, that's a known thing. If you want to get to know Fran, then you just need to go to Bonnie and Clyde.
I'm
hope
shopping.
That she's there. Yeah. Cloud 18 now.
Oh, yeah. Cloud 18 now.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was that. I feel like it was a lifetime ago, but at the same time, I feel like people still relate us to Love Island.
Yeah.
And we were just saying, weren't we, that obviously it was so, in the beginning, it was like, oh my God, it's amazing. It's so great. Like you go to every single event that comes up and you want to be right amongst it. And then COVID hit us and it was like 6 months later, COVID hit us. Was it 6 months or maybe 7 months?
Yeah.
When did COVID come?
Yeah, kind of that.
Around that time. Yeah. And then it was like, it just went dry. Everything went dry.
I was drinking so much. I think it done me a favour.
Yeah, same.
Just cutting me off from the drinking, the eating.
It's so social. Like, I feel like
you
do it because you think, oh, no, do you know what everyone else is doing? Even if you say, like, I've got friends that obviously don't drink at all. I feel like you do naturally, you
fall
into it.
To relax.
Yeah.
A lot of the time you're turning up to these places by yourself. So it's a little bit of a...
And then, what is it, Dutch courage?
Yeah, but that's that can be a really bad slope to go down for some people. Luckily, we was all right from it.
Yeah, we were all right. Oh.
She had a little Bacardi before she started this, actually. Just going to let you know.
I just get really nervous really quick. Probably shouldn't be promoting.
I had a coffee, Elmer had a shot. And here we are.
Here we are. This is us. Two types of girls in this world.
How this podcast actually come about was because of our TikTok lives. We was watching... In the Love Island fashion, because a lot of our friends were actually in on this Love Island All Stars, we started doing TikToks every night beforehand.
Yeah.
And everyone was really loving our lives.
They loved it so much. I'm surprised how many people loved it.
I know.
I thought we were going to get like mixed messages or maybe not so many people joining on, but people were actually waiting.
They were tuning in bang on time every single time, which is fantastic.
And I was always late, as per usual, but I was always late and people would be like, Elmer, you're 15 minutes late.
As she was late actually turning up. Here today.
I'm always late.
But it's fine. I might tell you, actually
half
I'm not going to tell
early.
You what I'm going to do, but yeah.
I don't know why, because I get up on time.
Do you look up on your maps where you're going before you go there, like how long it's going to take you? Or did you
in
know?
In my head, I plan.
In your head, you plan?
So in my head, I was like, maximum it's going to take me 35 minutes, and it took me an hour and 10.
You need to start using your maps on your phone, like use your
I
phone.
I think it's, is it procrastinate? That is how you say
procrastinate.
It. Procrastinate.
Procrastinate?
Yeah.
Procrastinate.
I do that, I sit around. So I sit down for ages and I'm like, right, so I should really do this. I won't even look at my phone. I just sit there, I'm like, right, so today, this is what I want to do. Will I do that? Don't know, I actually need to get toilet roll. I haven't got that yet. I think I'm running low on tea bags.
I brought my last four tea bags here with me.
See, but I have to think about that before I step out into the world because that's just, otherwise I'll get absolutely nothing done. Yeah. And I don't write a list because I lose the list.
But you can put it in your phone.
Yeah, but then I don't look at my notes. I think that's really challenging to look at a list on the phone in the notes.
I am more of a pen to paper person to be fair. Old school represent. Same. But yeah, people were loving our podcast. People were loving our lives.
TikToks, yeah.
And then it's just gone from there. Do you love how consistent we are, though? Because we actually did say that we was going to do a live every night before Big Brother, and then we never did it.
Yeah, but I feel like if there was more people that we knew and could relate to, maybe we would have done it. I literally took one look at the lineup and I was like, I don't really know anyone. I knew Sharon and Louis.
Sharon and Louis. David, did you not know David?
No. I don't know him personally. I just know who he is.
He's part of the royal family now.
Oh, that David. I thought you meant the other David.
How many Davids was there?
I thought there was David who was on Weekender.
I didn't watch it. Oh, that David. Yeah. Wait, is that the David that won? Who won?
Yeah, David.
David won. Yeah. Great legs.
Stunning legs. Stunning legs. Love that. Yeah, that was it. It didn't buy me. Oh my God, can't wait to watch that.
It's actually quite bad because we don't watch that much. I don't watch telly. I stay up to date with it all via Instagram or TikTok. All these platforms basically give you enough. I felt like I watched it.
Yeah, basically. Mm. They'll give you snips. Although I did get told that the snips that you see are basically like a headline of an article. So a snip is only like a part of it. And it could be completely turned around if you watch the whole thing. That's what they told me to tell me. Yeah. I was like, I never watched the show. I could just see the snips on TikTok and Instagram. Yeah. They were like, we do that on purpose.
When I watch that, I'm like, seeing the episode.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Yeah. You've got the gist of it.
Watch the one of you and Diags, just saying.
Shouldn't have done that. I bring that up.
Because that's what we're here for.
I haven't watched it. I refuse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want me to get it out?
Not really, no.
I can.
No, let's not.
You look cute in it.
I look so bad.
You still look like being really nice and pleasant.
Can I just say, the humidity in Bali was so atrocious. I would spend 2 hours doing my hair. I would come out and look like Tracy Beaker. It was horrific. The whole thing was so bad. It was awful. And I don't understand how everyone else looked perfectly put together. And I would spend the longest amount of time. I would get up earlier. I would put my hair in pins, sleep in pins, wake up, walk out of my room, and that would be it.
Got to be the products, but I'm a curly girl hair, like, so it's hard.
It was the frizz. It was every step, every moment I was in the heat, it would just get bigger and bigger. In the end, I was like, there's nothing I could do about it. I'm just gonna roll with it. I started getting ringlets. I don't even have curly hair like that. I have wavy hair. It was full on ringlets.
Maybe you need to just roll with it then, like, go with.
I don't know how to style
hair.
It.
Yeah, true. I don't know how to style my curls.
Yeah, it was awful.
Just straighten them out.
So yeah, the whole thing was. I refused to watch that anyway, just for the state I must have looked in. It was awful. And I'm glossy. Everyone else looks really matte. Yeah. I don't know how I was constantly glossy. It was so bad.
Well, I think you looked beautiful.
Thanks so much.
By you saying that, I've never watched any of my Love Island back of you.
No.
I refused to watch it as well.
Absolutely could not do that. The only thing that I've actually ever seen is the clip between me and somebody having like a heated discussion, and that's because it kept getting sent to me. I was tagged in it multiple times, and I think it was pinned on my Twitter by whoever was running my Twitter at the time. That's the only thing I've seen, but I can't watch myself. I find myself really jarring, and then I think to myself, oh, I pinpoint, I'm like, oh, that wasn't my good side. Oh, my hair looks a bit weird there. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So I just think
that's a massive thing as well, though.
Yeah.
I actually say to a few of my friends, don't think I've ever said it to you, actually, but you don't really complain about yourself too much. But when they're considering doing something and they keep talking about whether it's like nose job or something like that, I'm like, you are staring in the mirror way too much for way too long.
I think you need to stop. Yeah, I think about things like that all the time. And I do. I'm impulsive. I'll do it and then I regret it. So then I don't talk about it at all. I talk about it too much.
Yeah.
Like my job.
Like when you... You don't look like
I do.
Look like Quagmire.
I do. That's exactly what I look like.
You don't look like Quagmire at all.
I feel like Quagmire.
Nah.
It's terrible. I hate it.
No, it's fine.
I'm really drawing attention to it. Let's not talk about it.
You know what though?
I've got the gummiest
laugh. So when I like laugh.
I've got a gummy laugh.
I've got gummy. No, you don't. I do. Like me. Ed ghost me. Like that. Can you imagine?
I've got
a gap tooth as well. It's real bad. But it's fine.
It's the London look.
It's good to look different.
It is good to look different. I actually really like that gap. I couldn't imagine you with your teeth together.
Cute. Thanks.
Really unacceptable.
My mum's best friend, so we always just call her Auntie Kim, she told my mum that like a clairvoyant. Is it a clairvoyant?
Yeah.
When I was really small, she basically said that one of her, like, your best friend's children was going to be on stage type thing.
Right.
Yeah, random, isn't it? So then my mum believes that
was you.
Was me. Because I was the one that used to go to like summer schools for like Sylvia Young and stuff
really?
Like that.
Really?
Yeah. But all the children at Sylvia Young were so mean and posh and they used to really take the account of me. Yeah.
I could imagine that, to be fair.
So I wasn't very confident actually, smaller in them kind of situations. Just because acting children are aggressive. They're like really...
I think it's just so competitive.
They're so confident.
Yeah.
They're so confident. I wasn't used to being around that kind of environment, but I feel like it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good
push thing. You out of your comfort zone at a young age. But yeah, my mum was quite thinking that this was... I was going to be on stage, I don't know, doing panto or something. I mean, that's what usually happens to us ex-Love Islanders.
That does. Oh my God, it does. It's a thing that actually come up for me. Yeah. I was like, I can't sing.
I would do Shrek.
That would be terrible.
Fiona. Yeah.
You'd be good on stage. I'd be terrible.
Yeah. And then my dad's really, he was always very relaxed and open-minded. He's quite chill. So I don't think he really gave a shit.
I don't think I told my parents, actually. You know I know for a fact I didn't tell my dad. I think my mum must have found out maybe from my brothers. I tell my brothers because I tell them everything, but yeah. I didn't tell my dad. And I remember I called my dad. This was like 3 days after I'd been home. And he's like, hello, Mrs. Love Island. I was like, hello. He's like, you're very bad. Everything is very bad. I was like, I didn't kiss anyone. I didn't shag anyone. I was like, oh, very good. Very good. And then he said to me afterwards, he was like, if you told me how the show went and what the game was about, he's like, I would have told you how to win. I was like, oh, no, I didn't realise.
He would have changed the rules.
But I hadn't watched Love Island before, have you?
No. So actually, I watched a little bit of the first one because Jack Fowler used to be my PT, so I was like, I need to watch it because I need to see. Only when he went on there is when I sort of watched a bit of it. But no, I didn't really watch it. So I thought it was like you're walking into a bar and it would be loads of fun. But the show was already on when I got approached and went in.
Yeah.
So I didn't have no time. I remember they were like, who do you fancy? And I was like, the one with like the curly hair, what's his name again?
I can't.
Trying to really pretend that I know.
Yeah, I never watched it because I was always abroad. So obviously, yeah. It was only aired in the summer, so I was always abroad for the summers. But I watched the back end of the season before, which was when Danny Dyer and Jack Fincham won.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched the back end of it, but they made it look so easy. And I don't know if it was because it was the back end of it that I was like, oh, my God, it looks so much fun. Like, you just go in there, you basically couple up with someone that's your fancy. And
I think back in the day, it was less controlled.
Yeah.
When I talked to real OG people, even like the first, you could tell this season that Josh Ritchie was a real OG because he did not give an F.
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
He was so funny. He was actually really funny to watch.
But that's how you can tell because everyone else had been controlled in some sort of way to then like watch what they were saying in it. And I felt that way. But that's
or do you think because people care more now? Like Josh probably doesn't care because Josh has done it for so many years and done it so many years ago. Mm. So it's like he doesn't really care about any sort of backlash because... He would never really felt any backlash because Instagram and social media weren't as big. Mm. Does that make sense? When he started, that was like 10 years ago. Instagram was just basically warming up. People didn't really troll then, did they? Trolling now is like a bigger thing. So I feel like if you've gone in, the sooner you've gone in, so people that went in like, that were from series, I don't know, 7, 8.
Do you get trolled a lot?
Off the back of Towie. Never got trolled for Love Island. Really, actually, at all. I come off on a high on Love Island though.
Yeah.
That was why.
You didn't do anything wrong?
No, I didn't.
You didn't do anything to upset anyone?
No.
I think that always helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it also does then, the people that do upset people, like we know, our mate, that when it makes public outrage, but it's also creating something for you to watch. If there was no outrage, it would be boring.
Is it controversy? Would be nice to each other.
Controversial.
It's controversial. Yeah. Like being controversial sometimes. I personally don't actually.
I'm probably the least controversial.
Yeah, I'm very vanilla in that sense. I'm like, no.
I think it's because we're naturally quite laid back people.
I'm so laid back.
I'd rather not talk to you than have a row sometimes.
Yeah, same. Just avoid it.
Mm. What's the worst experience you've had with a trial online?
I've actually been told that acid was going to get thrown in my face.
What?
Yeah, I've actually have been told that. They told me where I worked and said, I know you walked down this high street and said, you better watch yourself because I'll throw acid over you. So that was quite bad. Actually, that's actually really scary.
Did you report that?
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah, that's really scary.
That's probably the worst. But I feel like people are so dramatic and I feel like as well, not saying that is like excusable, but I feel like people, again, on the internet, you can get away with saying whatever you want because you feel like there is no repercussions. So you feel like no one is actually ever going to find you. Yeah, I had to send a link from something that I received, and the police had to get the IP address or something or other to find out where it was. Don't know.
People need to put an ID when they're creating an account. You need to put an ID in where your home address is. I know it's like giving away all this.
They do on OnlyFans.
Oh, really?
I know that.
Oh, is it?
No, but apparently...
You've got something to tell us, Selma. I want to promote something, dear.
Someone said that before. Someone said that before. Someone said to get like an OnlyFans account, you have to basically verify yourself as a human. So you have to like send in like your, I don't know, some sort of like passport or some sort of ID basically. Yeah. And then off the back of that, that's how you can create an account. You can't just go, right, I'm going to make an account today. Like people have.
I've got
a fake account on Instagram, so... That's what I mean, but I wouldn't be able to have
that. Why are you selling our soul? We use that to stalk people. To be fair, oh my goodness, we wouldn't be able to stalk no one.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to just do it on your... To be fair, I do it on my own account now.
Yeah, but you can't watch stories, can you? Blue tick next to it popping up.
So this is what I've done recently. I obviously got myself mixed up and I have my Lash account, which I obviously snoop people on. And then I've just got another account that's like an empty account that... We all snoop people on, me and all of my friends. And basically,
<Me included.
laughs> and basically what's happened is that I've obviously got mixed up and I've followed loads of people off of my actual account. And that's because I was snooping them. They've all been following me back, so now we're friends.
That was a right Rick move,
wasn't it? But I watched all of their things. Someone actually messaged me before saying, why do you keep viewing my stories? I was like, oh.
Soz.
That was the wrong account. Wasn't meant to do that on this account.
Well, they messaged you saying, why do you keep viewing my stories?
Yeah, because it was my normal account. Like you said, there's a blue tick on it.
I love how you're dressed, babe. Just waiting for you to put a like to know link on.
Wait for the link.
Yeah.
Affiliate.
Not, you are sleeping with my friend's boyfriend.
Yeah. Which is basically the real reason we do it. Yeah, but I followed loads of people recently, like in the last like week by accident. I'm like, now I've just got to own it. If I click on your page and I'm viewing, I'm just going to view it. I'm not going to go out of my page to go into my Lash account or to go to any other account to see who that is. I'm just going to view it on mine.
Well, that's a different, listen, that's different. You're being nosy, me included. We're just being nosy. That's not actually going out of my way to harass someone.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you've got acid threat.
Yeah, that's really mad. Bad. Yeah, really, really bad.
That reminds me actually of a documentary that's on Netflix where there's these girls and they're doing like modelling or whatever they're doing on Instagram, and then people are messaging being, I shouldn't laugh because the documentary was making me laugh because the, you know when they blur out a voice?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm no secret about you. I was like, I can't watch this program.
That doesn't make it sound serious. It's so serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, hi. It was so annoying.
I hate when they do that. They do that on the news. Yeah. They do that on the news. And they don't want
to hide the identity.
Yeah.
But these girls, and when I was watching it, I was like, this is just so ridiculous. Because they are messaging back. If someone said to me, I know a secret about you, I'd think, fucking what secret? Go on then. And I would just open it and ignore it. Whereas these girls are like, I needed to know who it was messaging me.
They've got guilty consciences.
They're replying. I just think that they were single and like, just like chatting, isn't it? Like convo. Wouldn't you just, if someone was saying that to you.
I'd laugh. I wouldn't respond.
Yeah, I had to stop watching this documentary because I didn't feel for them because I just thought you could just ignore that. Rather than having a full-on convo. Because 9 times out of 10, that's all these weirdos want.
Mm, it's true.
They just want... I've had someone send me, like, an essay of, like, something that I was doing wrong. I can't even remember what it was. They were, like, saying something. And I replied with actually quite a nice reply.
I do that too. Sometimes I laugh.
Kind of being like, thanks for your opinion. It's always taken on board. Like, I never normally reply because I just ignore it. But I thought, you are actually really annoying. And then they responded back straight away. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no,
I didn't mean it to come across rude, actually. Really good fan of yours, actually. Love what you're doing. And you
sometimes I reply just like a laughing emoji or like I'll like it because I'm like, that is actually a really good comment that you've made there. But they just don't stop. Yeah. Like if they're a troll, through and through. Do you know what I mean? They just want to keep going. And you're just like, you're boring now. There's a girl called Hayley. Oh, like, at her because she's a horrible, horrible human. And nine yeah, she was really vile. Yeah, she was really, really vile. She was just like nitpicking at everything. And then I was like, I know I need to get my feelings solved. I don't need you to tell me, Hayley. Hayley CR_XX. I don't need that. Yeah. I need to do that myself. Yeah. I'm aware. She's like, you and your botched lips. I'm like, oh. She actually did. They are really wonky. But I was like, I don't need her to address that they're wonky. She's like, when you sort out your botched lips, then I'll sort out messaging you back. I was like, I literally weren't replying to her. I was just sending her laughing emojis.
Yeah.
In the end, I was like, you're really boring now.
I did have one that kept responding to every one of my things. And I thought, babe, you're getting my interaction up. Love ya.
Sometimes they start off nice, and then when you don't reply, they end up being really horrible.
Yeah. Ed actually, because I said, Ed, this woman actually abuses me. Like, she says something about the way I look every single time. But I was saying it in a, this is kind of funny, like, check it, kind of thing. And he just went, give it here, let me look. Responded with a photo of his middle finger up. And she went wild.
Did she?
Saying, I'm going to report this to the police.
Yeah, I think that's another thing. I think people want you to say something bad, so then they've got something to run with.
I was like, relax your back, it's just a selfie. Could have been to anybody, if anything.
It could have been a penis.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like them in my DMs.
I hate them. Oh. I hate them. Do you know what's really funny? When I first come off Love Island, my brothers had my my logins, because if there was anything negative, not that I ever saw it, but if there was anything negative, they'd remove it. It was like my own, like, automated. Yes, yeah, so they would look at everything.
So
if I posted a picture, they wouldn't let me go on my Instagram for like 10 minutes while they sat there and filtered through and stuff, which was really, really kind. But I remember the amount of dick pics I was getting in the beginning.
Did you get a lot? I'm gel.
They're horrific. They're so scary. You know when you don't want them either and you're like, what is that? You know, sometimes you're trying to make out what it is. You're like, I don't actually know where that belongs.
I haven't seen that many in my lifetime either. So they all, I didn't realise how different they can all look.
Yeah, very strange. So the worst ones are is when they put you up. So someone put me up on their TV. Someone put me up on their TV and then, am I allowed to say this? And they wanked and sent me a video of them wanking to my picture on their TV. That was probably the worst. Yeah. I've had a lot actually thinking about it.
Oh my God, you have.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was possible. That wasn't that long ago. It was.
Majority of my following is female. I've had a couple of dick pics. Okay?
No, mine's 80% women. So that's even more alarming. Yeah, that's really bad. Actually, I forget that things like that happened. Yeah, like a full. They got it up. I don't even know how you managed to do that.
I don't want to ping smart your TV probably in my DMs. Like, no, I don't know why. But it's quite like I've never sent a photo of myself. I think I
no,
get
neither
really,
have I.
I got scarred from school because a girl sent a photo of herself in her underwear and then it circulated the whole of school, which I think is actually terrible. And back then it was like BBM. And I think that actually scarred me for life. So that was actually one of the questions before you enter Love Island. Is there any images or videos that you don't want being shared of you, blah, blah, blah? And I was like,
anything I've posted, I want shared.
Yeah. I was like, never sent a pic in my life. So
I never have either.
But
do you know what it is, though? I don't think I was ever that body confident anyway.
I've
literally got nipple. That's it. I've got no tit.
I was a late bloomer.
Yeah. No, I wasn't even a late bloomer. I literally have no tits. No, what am I sending them?
Model tits.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, supermodel tits. Small.
I've got udders. There's nothing supermodel about.
Milky, milky, coco. Udders.
Yeah, I know. and I've never had an ass.
And you have got an ass.
Not really.
You have got
it's
an
imaginary.
Ass.
We pretend.
Yeah, no, but.
So, I've never done that anyway.
Yeah, the dick
I feel like if I
random.
Had something to show, maybe I would do it.
But don't you think it don't really do anything for me? Like, what did you want me to do? Open that up and be like, oh my God, yeah, come around my house. This is my address. Like, it's just not doing anything apart from giving me the fright of my life.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
But I only get them through DMs. It's just. I feel like for men's brains and women's brain work so different though, because to a man, he's obviously very horny when he's sending that, and he's trying to get the same reaction that he's saying.
What, like you like that?
Yeah,
But don't you find that like, what do you call it?
A penis.
A dink. When they have like their dinks. Like, they're a comical thing, which is actually quite mean, because, like, a dick is a, like, you would call someone a dick. Like, why are you being such a dick?
Yeah, I do say
it's
that.
Like a comical thing. Like Ed, actually, Ed, Ed, amazing Photoshop skills, actually put my head.
I've got that on my phone.
Put my head.
Can
my
we
head.
Actually just show these because it's hilarious? It's saved in my stickers.
On the end
it's
of the penis.
I've actually sent that to people by mistake, by accident, when I'm like mid messaging.
It's my favourite gift.
Right, I'm going to send it to you. Hold on.
I've got it saved.
It's in my stickers. So you're in a sticker. Hold on.
I'm scared to get out my stickers because some of them are really graphic. Here it is. Can you see that?
That's right. Can you see my little head done
in a dick?
I thought you'd done that. I didn't realise Ed done that.
Really, as if I would Photoshop my own face onto a penis.
True, I know you say it like that.
No, yeah. Ed done it, but it is my favourite gift, to be fair.
That is my favourite. I send it to people by accident sometimes.
Yeah. But do you think that that's actually a bit out of order that we, like, make fun of, like, other people's genitals? Like, you don't really laugh about vaginas.
I laugh about vaginas.
Do you laugh about vaginas?
I really laugh about vaginas, yeah. I think vaginas are really funny. I think all, like, private parts are really funny. I just feel like why in the whole wide world, when we've got so many other attractive features, do we have to insert things that are into each other that are not that attractive? Do you get what I mean, though?
Yeah.
It's like, it could be anything. And then, yeah, I think just that area is just really funny in general. Could be any. It is. Don't even get me started on the bum area. No,
not the bum hole.
No, we don't laugh at it. We don't laugh at it. We just...
Yeah. Just don't send them to us if you don't want them laughed at or ridiculed.
Yeah, because then we will... you're giving us something to talk about. I wish I had some here to show you just off the cuff. Because that would have been even funnier.
No, I didn't
recently. Yeah.
I never get them anymore because I'm engaged. Gutted.
It's going to hear that sad. And be really upset.
No, I'm joking. I'm not sad. I'm not sad about it. But like...
Where?
Yeah. You probably are going to get way more than I ever do anymore.
I'd hope not. And I hope that now we've spoken about it, that people don't think that that is an excuse to then do that anyway. Because, you know, like, we've drawn attention to it now and people might think it's a competition. Maybe we'll have a dick bald.
What's the funniest thing that's been in your DMs?
The funniest thing?
No one's that funny,
are No.
Me.
Fran is the funniest person I know. I say this all the time. You are the funniest person. If I ever feel shit, I call you.
I think you're the funniest person.
No, that's not true, because you didn't say that last time. But my... you actually said...
Tell me again. Go on, then.
You didn't say that I was the funniest person. You said someone else. And you went, and you. You are also the funniest person. But Fran is actually, for me, the funniest person I know.
No,
I howl. I cry. We cry on the phone sometimes.
You actually go around saying that all the time.
Because it's the truth.
You are a really good cheerleader. Thanks. I'm glad that you're my friend. Got a real confidence.
Give me
booster.
An F.
Yeah, give me an E. Yeah, cute.
Fran, what are we expecting to do this season? And what are we expecting to see this season? Why don't you tell everyone?
Well, what have we got in store for you? Not very much. No, we do. We actually are. We've got a lot of... We're very lucky that we have actually got a lot of friends in the industry.
A lot of friends in general as well, because I feel like we can mix it up a little bit, couldn't we? We could keep it reality. We could have.
We know
like
a lot
Ed
of inspiring people. Croissant. You want my little croissant on here?
I would like Ed Croissant to
my
come.
My little
on.
Croissant.
I feel like everyone loves Ed. They did love him on The Lives, and I feel like we're sticking to following the process of The Live.
It's because Ed is a
ruthless.
Savage.
Yeah, he's ruthless.
Ed is a savage. Ed is like the Ed's guy you love to hate.
Yeah, Ed says things that you know is completely unacceptable and you probably shouldn't say, but you're going to say anyway. You know that little voice in your head? So you've got like an angel and a devil, and you say, Ed is constantly the devil in that. He's like, do it, do it.
Yeah.
No, don't do it. Yeah, there's repercussions. Do it.
That is it.
That's Ed.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's great though. I feel like everyone's always so interested in Ed because they don't see him on my page very much. He's usually quite private. He doesn't really do social media. Although he has started filming some stuff, hasn't he? He's been like promoting his company.
Yeah, he has. I see that
and
actually.
Talking.
Yeah, he has.
He actually didn't ask me for any pointers, which I think is a little bit fucking rude if you just ask me. Like, I've been doing this for the longest time. No, yeah. But he actually speaks really well. I've seen him deliver speeches a lot, and it's always quite like, okay.
I stutter when I speak.
That's
when
not very sexy, is it?
No.
Do you stutter?
Quite a lot.
Never noticed.
Yeah, sometimes my breath goes into a loop and it goes. And then I can't go words out. That's actually a thing, though.
I remember when Ed first heard you on the phone. Like, he'd never met you yet. And he heard you on the phone. And he was like, when I hung up, he said, "What the actual fuck?" He said, "How do you even understand what she's saying? She talks so quickly."
I do that.
It's like a whirlwind. He actually used to hang up on you a lot.
Yeah, he still does that. I think normally he'll go, "Right, we're busy now. Don't even get a bye."
But he does that because he knows you can handle it.
Yeah, it's true.
Otherwise, he wouldn't do it. Some people wouldn't find that funny. But I find it hilarious.
Sometimes he calls back, and I'm like, "I wasn't expecting you to call back." I'm sitting here laughing to myself. Yeah, no, that is just.
You're like brother and sister vibes.
Yeah, it is that.
I like that though.
Yeah, I know. I like that for us. Yeah. It's like you two and then just like you tag along.
Yeah, but I
it's
love
great.
That.
It's great. It's so much fun.
We're going to see you again next week, guys.
We'll be talking all things love language and love interest.
Make sure you follow us on our Instagram and our TikTok. We are F It with Fran and Elma.
And we'll see you soon.
F It.